This is the Wizard of iPhone speaking, series 40505 for identification. This is a birthday holiday rerun, a little baseball wisdom. The first thing you need to know about baseball is it's not a team sport. It's an individual sport played by teams. The two major activities, pitching and hitting, are individual contests. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them next.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon and check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolensville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600.
I'm going to start with some words of wisdom from Dizzy Dean, pitcher and sportcaster. It ain't bragging if you done it. First I tell them, then I tell them what I told them, then I tell them again. When asked about his speaking style, he remarked, "Sure, I could say pitching, hitting, and throwing, but if I did, I might not be working." Baseball's a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. Bull Durham. "I want to throw heat." "No, strikeouts are boring. The fans want action." Ibid. "Don't swing for the fences. To get out of a slump, swing level at the ball." Of course, the font of all baseball wisdom is Yogi Berra, voted by many the least likely Yankee ever. That place is so popular, nobody goes there anymore. If you see a fork in the road, take it. Nice guys finish last. Leo DeRocher. Don't look back. Somebody might be gaining on you. Satchel Paige. It was rumored that Satchel Paige was so fast he could turn out a light and be in bed before the room got dark. Joe DiMaggio played center field in Yankee Stadium and never ran out from under his hat. He made it look easy. When the ball came down, he was standing under it. FYI, dead center in Yankee Stadium is 470 feet, and that's a fact, Jack. Of course, baseball is a game of statistics. Nothing about baseball would be complete without the old professor. Casey Stengel. You could look it up. We have to end with something. Did you see America's Sweetheart in India telling the audience just what a bunch of dope the American electorate was in 2017? Well, honey, there's no crying in baseball. Or politics either, I might add. A league of their own. And my personal favorite, right to express, not impress. AP Sports Bulletin, circa 1950s.
Hi, I listened to John McGurk's podcast, and it was very enjoyable, and the creative use of sound effects, and it was really enjoyable. The music, the sound effects, those kinds of things, I enjoyed.
This is Lily Hudson from lilyhudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you sit down to your meal, do what restaurant food critics do. That's right, eat like a food critic. Eat with all of your senses. First thing, notice. Look at all the beautiful colors, the way it's presented on the plate. Next, take a deep, long inhale through your nose and notice all those wonderful aromas. Finally, take a small bit on your fork or your spoon and put it in your mouth. First, notice where you taste it on your tongue. The front of your tongue, the back. What do you taste? Sweet, salt, that savory flavor? And notice the texture. Is it crunchy? Is it cold? Is it smooth? Use all of your senses to enjoy your food. You'll find that you're eating less, enjoying more. That's right. Eat like a food critic. You can do this.
This has been The Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 4, 05054, Identification.